Initiating transmission.
Well, I'm ready when I'm ready.
Are you recording it right now?
I am now.
How many did you? Okay, yours. What did a sheet of paper for yours? I did three post-it notes.
Three post-it notes.
I did three post-its. You are now. I can tear them off as I'm going.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, this sheet's done.
You know, I didn't think about
don't
that.
Peek.
I didn't think about that. I can't read it from here.
I don't know.
I can't.
Okay.
Promise.
All
right. I'm a man of my word.
I'm a man of my word, Jim.
I'm a man of my word. Hmm. You know what this is?
This is Action Features the Oh. Here we are.
Without fail. Without fail, you do it every time.
Hello, everybody. It's time for some more Action Features.
Episode 23.
Is this 23?
I think so.
I don't even know
this
anymore.
Is the Michael Jordan episode.
Was the last one 22?
I think so. I think it was.
I got no idea.
What happened last episode?
That was the Gil Hibben.
Yep, we talked to Gil Hibben. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Let me see here.
I enjoyed that. I did.
I'll bet it is 23.
I think it is.
This how about some dead air? Well, like
no.
Action Features on iTunes.
No chance.
Let's see.
Oh,
here
well.
We go. Dead air.
Tonight we have something
dead
special.
Air. Dead air?
Which is
yeah,
to
this
say,
is 23.
Which is to say nothing special at all. Because
nothing special.
Last two episodes we had the interview last week. And we had Nate on the week before.
Yeah. My headphones are feeling like
they feel funny?
Right. Yeah.
Mine feel funny.
They feel, maybe our heads have grown. Maybe we're getting big heads over
the
show.
Oh, I think we're getting big heads.
Yeah. Okay, you were saying.
No, I was just saying. So this week, we got nothing going on.
Back to basics.
Except we're just going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Just going to have a little laughs. I said to James today, we're going to do this. He said, I don't know. There's nothing to talk about. I said, I know.
Yeah.
Why don't we just write down some random things.
Just whatever we thought of during the
throughout,
day.
Throughout the day, just write it down and let's
random
go.
Things. We do want to talk about that we saw Indiana Jones this week at the movie theater.
We did.
We went to Springdale Cinema Deluxe.
Whoa, don't tell people where we are, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
People are going to track us down.
I'm sorry. Well, we went to a theater, a motion picture theater. And we saw it, what was it, Tuesday night?
Tuesday night.
It was Tuesday night. So it was me and you,
yep.
And your mom.
My mom came.
Blaze came on my end.
Yep.
And then Nick came, and Nick brought Buzz.
Blaze didn't sit next to me this time.
He'd had enough.
Yeah, I can understand.
He got his fill the last time.
That's understandable. Yeah.
No, I think he just...
But Nick did. Thanks, Nick.
Just happened
no,
to
it just happened to be the way it was, yeah.
Man, it was awesome, though.
It was great.
You know, it wasn't like... It didn't feel like I was watching a 30-year-old movie that I'd seen a ton of times.
It didn't.
It just felt like I was seeing a movie at the movie theater.
It did. It felt
it
like
it was
that.
Awesome.
I felt like there was stuff I didn't notice before.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen it on TV.
On small screens, yeah.
But I definitely picked out some little details, and it was fantastic seeing it on that.
It was awesome,
the biggest
dude.
Screen, you know, that we could have.
It's not a movie that was ever meant to be shown on an IMAX screen.
Yeah.
And they did a great job of cleaning out the print. There were a couple blurry spots.
Couple
here
blurry
and there,
spots.
But I mean, what can you expect from a movie that's 30 years old and was never intended for IMAX screens?
Not much.
Man, it was awesome. I love that there was. I love that Spielberg is against the digital re-envisioning
yes.
now.
He learned his lesson with E.T.
He learned it. He was like, I'm not doing that anymore.
He said, oh, that was foolish of me. I'm
these
not going to do that.
These stay the way they are. And E.T. is now back to the way it was before.
Good.
And Nick was telling me E.T.'s coming back to theaters again.
Okay.
And I'm assuming it's going to be the unaltered version.
Okay, I'm assuming so.
Now that Spielberg's not doing that.
I won't see that in the theater.
I might see it in the theater.
That'd be good if you
did. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
It'd be good if you did.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Won't be good for me.
Yeah. But Indiana Jones was awesome.
It was fantastic.
It was so great. I'm excited about the Blu-ray again.
Da, da, da,
it's, oh, da, man. Da, da. It was a blast. It's helping me forget about Kingdom of the Crystal Skull even happening.
What? What movie?
What movie? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you just brought up.
I don't know what I reference right now.
I hadn't heard of that before. No, is that
new.
One of his comic adventures?
It's one of his comic book adventures.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah.
About that. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else?
Well, that takes one thing off of my list that I wrote down.
What?
We just talked about Raiders.
Yeah. Well, that was the main.
Yeah, that's got to be one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's got to be in my top 10 for sure. Maybe my top 5.
Maybe my top 5.
Yeah,
might even be my top 3.
That's a bold statement.
It's a bold statement, but think about this: that movie doesn't age.
It's perfect.
It doesn't get bad.
It really is great. Man, there's so many great indie moments in that.
Just as a movie,
it's so great.
The formula works so well. The lines are great. Karen Allen. Is a very pretty girl. She was gorgeous, and she just had like a like a
tomboy,
a fresh young glow. But yeah, she was kind of tomboyish. She was the damsel in distress, but she also had to get tough at certain points. I mean,
there's very few what else female can you ask leads for like that
from a movie. Yeah, it's either one or the other. It's hard to pull off.
Yeah, it's hard to pull off both things.
It's hard to.
And I tell you what, I don't think the movie would have been even near as incredible and stand the test of time had it been Magna P.I. as Indy.
It wouldn't have.
It wouldn't. And I got to tell you, Harrison Ford is Indy.
Yeah,
man.
There wouldn't have
he's
been.
Perfect.
There probably wouldn't have been a second one. No. And I have nothing against Tom Selleck.
I think he's great as Magnum.
I like Tom Selleck as Magnum, and he's done some westerns that are really good. Quickly Down Under is really good.
Quickly Down Under is awesome.
Yeah, but that's where he belongs.
Yeah.
Not in the fedora. Not in the leather jacket. He's not Indy. And we could say this in hindsight, but guess what? He can't pull off the same. The humor into back into adventure real quick like Harrison can. He can't do it. No offense, Tom.
Yeah.
No offense.
No offense at all.
You know,
Blaze has been talking about the movie since we watched it. You know?
Yeah. Good.
And he was asking me about who was in each movie, like who comes back in each movie. And I love the fact
Short round come back for number three.
No.
He's in the third movie.
No, he's in the second movie. That's it.
He come back for Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
No, he didn't. Short Round didn't come back.
He come back.
No. And you're being politically incorrect. Yeah.
I am not. I'm doing that's my Short Round impression.
So he was asking me.
Small. You cheat very big.
He's asking me who comes back. He's like, okay, so Indy's dad is in the second and third one. I'm like, no. Indy's dad's only in the third one. He's like, okay, so Salah comes back.
Salah comes back.
The third one and the fourth one. I was like, no, he only comes back in the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very funny to hear him like trying to figure out what's going to happen in the movies. And I'm just thinking, man, just watch him. You can just watch him. And
that was fun, though.
I love the fact that he trusts me on Crystal Skull. He doesn't want to see it. He has nothing to do with it. He learned his lesson with Superman Returns.
I said something about it in the theater, and he said, I'm not watching that thing.
Yeah. He wasn't interested.
No, he said, I trust my dad with it. Okay.
Yeah, because, Superman Returns. I told him, it's no good, dude. It's no good.
Yeah.
And he was on a Superman kick at one point. He's like, I want to check out that Superman Returns. He popped it in, man. It didn't last long at all. And he was like, I'm shutting this off.
just walk away.
Shut off the DVD player and walked away.
Walk away.
So then from that point forward, he's really trusted my
my
judgment on films.
I still suspect that when that Blu-ray set comes in and he's on his indie kick,
he won't be interested.
I think he's going to
somebody will
some
mention Crystal Skull, he'll just walk away. He'll just walk away. He'll see it in the box set, and he'll just walk away.
I love that. Yeah. Those words are immortalized for me now.
They'll never end. All right, you want to do this and get these lists?
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
this will be fun.
One
man.
Is a transition. My first thing, when I walked away from the movie, my first thought, my main thought when I walked away from Raiders was that I noticed when he held the bazooka, the rocket launcher, and he was going to blow up the Ark.
That's when Rene eats the fly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Flawlessly. He just goes and takes it.
He just goes right in his mouth, and he never misses a beat.
What a trooper.
Yeah.
That part stuck out to me, and my thought was, you know what my thought was? You know what my thought was.
I know
what
your thought was, because I was there.
I said it.
Yeah.
The Mariner would have blown it up.
From Waterworld.
Kevin Costner from Waterworld would have blown up the Ark.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Yeah. And then there would have been a vine or a rope of some sort.
Something.
That would have just been there.
He would have just swung away.
He would have just swung right down with his webbed feet.
Because Kevin Costner from Waterworld doesn't care.
Yeah, nothing's free in a Waterworld.
Nothing is free in a Waterworld.
How much is that? I'll take them shelves.
I'll
take them shelves.
Those are the only two lines we really
know.
No, I know a lot more lines probably, but that movie gets a bad rap, and it's not bad.
You know what else gets a bad rap? What? The Shadow.
The Shadow does.
But
both made in the 90s.
I was reading some reviews on Amazon, and there's a lot of people that are like, dude, The Shadow needs to be reevaluated by the Western civilization.
That's good.
And it needs to be reevaluated by everybody, because it's a great movie.
Glad somebody thinks that.
Yeah, if this movie came out nowadays, a ton of people would be like, wow, this is a great comic book superhero movie.
Yeah.
You know? Waterworld needs to be reevaluated, and The Shadow needs to
and
be reevaluated.
And The Shadow. Yep. Yeah, it didn't do well at the box office, but you know what? I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Do you like Mad Max? Have you heard of a little film called The Road Warrior?
Yeah, have you heard of it?
Put it
have
on.
You heard of,
put it on
have
water.
Have you heard of Tin Cup?
Yeah. You ever heard of Tin Cup?
You ever heard of Tin Cup?
You ever heard of Build It and They Will Come?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of
the
Field
movie?
Of Dreams?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
You good with that?
I guess so.
All right.
Don't don't fault me if I bring Kevin Costner back up.
I'm not going to ever fault you for that.
Okay, because it could happen again. I don't know.
All right. Here's one of my random thoughts today. I miss Planters cheese balls. The ones that came in the can.
You can't get those anymore?
Can't get them anymore.
Hmm.
For a minute there, Target had these Cheese Mania cheese balls that were in the can. And I read the label, and it was made by this one company. I looked it up, and that company, I think, had bought out Planters, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was they were cheese balls. They were called Cheese Mania, and they were in the blue can with the yellow lid.
Yeah.
I used to love those cheese balls. And then they brought those back. I'm like, thank goodness, cheese balls are back. And then those disappeared.
They're gone.
And now I have no cheese balls. You can get the other cheese balls, like in the giant plastic tub, but they don't taste the
same.
As those Planters cheese balls.
You can also get a cheese ball where you cut a
don't talk
chunk
about
off
those.
And put it on
that's
a,
not what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the cheese balls.
I knew what you meant.
So I miss those.
The puffy ones.
I just want that out there. And I hope every other people miss them too, because they also did the cheese doodles, or whatever they called them. Planters had kind of like Cheetos Crunchies.
Yeah.
But they had those in the can too. But they weren't as good as their cheese balls.
No, they weren't.
But I missed the cheese balls.
I remember getting the cheese. It wasn't so long ago that they still were available.
It's been a couple years now, buddy.
Yeah, but within the time that we've known each other.
We've
shared some Planters cheese balls.
I brought the Cheese Mania ones here.
Okay.
In the can.
Okay.
And I told you back then, I was like, cheese balls have been gone for a while, but I found these.
That's right. You did do that. We shared them, yes.
But it had been years before that since I'd had the Planters ones.
Where did those go?
I don't know. I think it's foolish. Planters, if you're listening to this, bring them back, man.
Mr. Planters.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mr. Peanut. Mr. Peanut, put down the monocle and get the cheese balls going.
Maybe that's his problem. He's only got glasses for one eye.
Yeah, he's missing. He's not seeing the audience.
He can't see
what
people
right
want.
They're on the right side. Yeah. He's looking
to the left. Oh, I say, everything looks fine from where I'm sitting.
I don't see anybody but the cheese balls over here.
Another tin of cashews for everyone.
Let's just make some more dry roasted.
All right. All right. I like this episode.
That's good. What else you got?
Can we keep going?
Yeah.
How amazing is it that both RoboCop and Terminator 2 got action figure lines?
That's amazing.
Think about those movies.
Yeah.
They got action figure lines.
For kids. You're not talking
from
about
Kenner.
The NECA ones.
No, I'm not talking
you're
about
talking
the NECA
about
ones.
From Kenner.
I'm talking about from Kenner.
Back in the day. I know. Because
think about those movies.
Because
I'm pretty sure they're both rated R. I know RoboCop's rated R.
Oh, yeah.
R.
Because
Terminator
the thing at the
R.
time was, oh, well, this is rated R. We can't do that.
RoboCop, you can kind of fudge with the whole cartoon.
They
but
cartoon.
Even the fact that it had a cartoon.
Right.
Based off of RoboCop is a dark, violent movie.
It really is.
It really is.
But
and so then you get that RoboCop toy line, you get a RoboCop cartoon.
It's got such a marketable to kids. It's so marketable. Yeah.
But Terminator 2, there is no cartoon.
What can you do?
It's got a toy line. Kenner was like, I don't even care.
What can you do? Kenner said, I don't care. Just
you know
like
what?
Just like they did with Waterworld.
Yeah.
That's what Kenner did with Waterworld. They made good decisions back then, Kenner did.
They're little things that they're in their instruction sheets. They used to say, we really do care.
They do care.
You know what? They really don't care.
They don't care about ratings.
They were like, you know what? I don't care.
I don't care
if it's rated R. Kids are seeing this movie.
They know kids are seeing it.
Kids want to play with the Terminator. They want to give him the power arm.
How else are you going to get Arnold action figure to kids with a robot arm?
You're not.
You're not unless you do
T2. Unless you do the Terminator 2.
You had to do
Judgment
T2.
Day action figure.
And then a few years later, they did Waterworlds. They said, how are kids going to get a good Kevin Costner figure? We already did Robin Hood, but that's come and gone. That's
gone,
come
dude.
And gone.
It's gone.
How are you going to get Kevin in here
Kevbot.
On a jet ski?
Yeah. You're not.
How
are you going to get a Dennis Hopper figure?
How else are we going to do it?
We got to figure out a way. Wait, Dennis Hopper's in Waterworld? Let's get the rights.
Let's do it.
Let's get the
do it right now.
Let's get it right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You can go ahead. You got something?
Yeah, I got something.
All
right. We're on a positive roll here, so I'm going to keep going with that.
Yeah.
Fig Newtons.
Yeah. Oh, they're good.
Fig Newtons.
The fruit and cake.
Does anyone not like Fig Newtons? Do you hate them?
I love them.
I love them myself.
I don't know of anybody that doesn't like Fig Newtons.
You know what? I might have offered
might
to somebody.
One or two.
But you know what? They don't count. I love Fig Newtons. There's never been a time where somebody said, oh, I have a Fig Newton, would you like one? And I said no.
Why would you?
And who would do that?
If that did happen to you, and it may have happened to you, you don't remember that person because you cut them out of your life.
I don't. That's
you
right.
Don't have anything to do with
I don't even know who they are.
You don't even have anything to do with those people
anymore. I wouldn't do that. There's never been a time in my life where somebody said, I've got three extra Fig Newtons. Would you like to eat them for me?
Get
and
out
I said,
my life,
oh,
you fig wig.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't want those. I've never said that. I will never say that.
No.
If somebody wants to send us some Fig
Newtons.
We'll
take any Fig Newtons you send.
I'll take them.
I'll take generic ones. Because the generic ones, sometimes just as good or better.
Walmart's brand is good.
Yeah.
It's just as good, mm-hmm. and they're like half the price. There's another brand they sell at Walmart that I tried. It was not so good.
Oh, really?
They were just too dry. They weren't bad, but they were just too dry.
You used to get those ones over UDF.
Yeah.
Those were great, man.
They were great.
They were so good. Perfect Snack was like a buck.
It was a buck.
And it was like 55 Fig Newtons.
You got 56 maybe in a pack.
Yeah, tons of
54 maybe.
You're paying like 2 cents a piece.
That's so cheap.
I'll pay that all day long.
You know how much figs cost?
Yeah.
They're expensive.
Yeah.
They have to be losing money to get us fruit and cake.
Because the cake's got to cost money too.
It costs money.
I never found a free cake.
It costs money to make cake.
Yeah. All right.
I'll never turn out a Fig Newton.
I agree with you 100%, man.
What a great snack.
I wish we had some right now. We have no snacks.
We have no snacks.
We have no snacks.
I have a snack.
There's
one.
You're teasing me with those maple cookies, because you know I took mine home.
One for each of us.
I took mine home. I'm not going to take yours.
Well, they're going stale. They have to be eaten.
I'll tell you what. I'll take one. I'll bring you one in a Ziploc baggie tomorrow.
Well, no. We're going to wait for this.
All right.
Because it ties into something I've written. No, you go. You go now.
All right. I got a couple different things here. I got a couple short ones. You want to do a couple short ones?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, right now, Roger Moore,
yeah,
my least favorite Bond. I don't like him.
He's mine, too.
I don't like him.
He's my least...
That's all I have to say about that.
That was random. You know...
That's really all I got to say.
He's my least favorite, too.
He's my least favorite.
Live and Let Die, I like a lot.
I do, too.
But as far as Bonds go, he's my least favorite.
I can't stand him. He doesn't look a thing like Bond to me.
He's like...
When I see him, I'm like, nope, that's not Bond.
Oh... I don't believe in violence. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Pierce Brosnan? I don't like his movies. He's probably got my least favorite Bond movies.
He's got some moments.
But I think he looks like Bond. He acts like Bond.
He does.
But Roger Moore? No, thank you.
No, thanks.
And Roger Moore, if you listen to the podcast...
Sorry.
I'm sorry, dude.
Sorry.
Maybe you've done other good things with your career, but you're not a fan of your Bond movies.
Man with the Golden Gun was okay, but you know what? You're still not Bond. You know, George Lazenby was better.
Yeah, I totally think George Lazenby's better. Yeah, he's got one movie, but he still was better.
He was better.
All right, well, there was that. let's see. Say what I don't like, other than Roger Moore.
What?
Tomatoes.
Oh.
I hate them.
Good for your prostate.
I know. I knew you were going
to
say that. I knew 100% you were going
to
say
it. I have to say
good for your prostate. But I tell you what, I don't care.
As long as you're getting them somewhere.
Sometimes I have pizza sauce. Sometimes I have spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, that's good.
But I hate tomatoes.
Yeah,
we had a conversation about this last night. Me and Bobby did. Yeah. We were having there's some tomatoes and something. She's like, "How can you eat pizza sauce? And you hate tomatoes."
It's totally different.
I was like, "I hate the consistency of the tomato."
I don't like eating just the tomato, but I've conditioned myself to eat. Go ahead and eat if it's diced up. Yeah. I can have it on like tacos or some sort of pasta or something.
Yeah, I like fried green tomatoes, but that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, because of fried.
Yeah, because now fried. Yeah.
I have a slice on a burger.
Ugh.
But I can't just eat, like, I know people just eat tomatoes. Nah.
Gross me out when people just bite right into them like it's an apple.
A little slimy.
Like it's an apple or something.
No, you can't do that. What are you doing with that?
Stop doing that.
Don't do it.
All right. What do you got?
All right. Universal Soldier 4. The new one.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks that good. It looks real cheap. The trailer makes it look cheap.
I haven't seen it. Nick sent me a text asking if I'd seen it too.
Dolph is in it. He's a bad guy again. Van Damme's in it again. He looks like he's a bad guy this time.
Oh, really?
But he's got a shaved head. He looks weird.
Hmm.
And the voiceover is real cheesy. Like, it looks like it's like a made-for-TV movie.
Oh, wow. That should be great, then.
Next time you see Universal Soldier, it's going to be with Dolph and Van Damme. With Scott Adkins. Yeah, I'm making up the words, the voiceover.
That one was pretty good, that last one. Where they were
the last one was great.
I thought Dolph was great in that.
The last one was great. It was very serious. It had a very serious tone. They should have just left it, I think. But this one looks rough.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm probably not going
to
see it.
I'll only see it if you see it and then tell me to see it.
That's the only way.
That's the only way I'm going to see it.
I don't know if it's going to happen.
I won't do it on my own. I didn't do the last one on my own.
Yep.
You told me to see it.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, what do you got?
Well, you're doing the right thing, playing it safe, I think.
Yeah, I'm playing it safe.
What else do I have? Let's see. Fig Newtons, I did that one. Yeah, I've got one for you.
Yeah.
How many more do you have?
I got, like, if I use them all...
Don't use them all at once.
I got, like, one, two, three... Probably, like, four good ones, maybe.
Go ahead and use one of them, because I've got two left.
Okay,
and I can't even swear that they're good ones.
We haven't even had any toy talk at all. So I want to mention something toy-wise.
Okay.
They should bring back Dino Riders.
Why not?
Why not bring back Dino Riders?
Kids love dinosaurs.
Kids love dinosaurs? They love sci-fi stuff.
They love, little men's to ride on.
Aliens brain-controlling things.
Yeah.
What?
Little men's to ride around on dinosaurs as vehicles.
Why not bring that back?
What are you waiting for?
Who's got the rights to that right now?
Nobody.
Because whoever has it, they need to bring that back.
They need to.
Because it was Tyco that did it originally.
Yep.
I don't know who owns Tyco now.
You know what? Speaking of that, if you go to Toys R Us, there's like educational toys.
Yeah.
And Chatmai makes the stuff for Animal Planet.
Yeah.
And they have a whole series of like dinosaur themed. The dinosaurs are really nice.
Yeah.
So if you need dinosaurs, go there and
get
check
those.
Them out. But they have one set that has like bones for you to dig up.
Yeah.
And you can put them together. You can piece together.
Hey, that's cool. It's like Bone Age.
It's kind of cool.
That's like Bone Age was.
Bring back Bone Age.
That was Kenner, so Hasbro's probably got that.
Yeah.
Bone Age was cool, but I don't think it was as cool as Dino Riders.
It wasn't as cool, no.
Dino Riders was really cool. All right, so there was that one.
Love Dino Riders.
You want to go now, or you want me to go again?
When I was a kid, I saw the cartoon Dinosaucers.
I liked Dinosaucers.
I liked it, too.
Dinosaucers.
And they had toys for that, didn't they?
They were only released overseas.
That would explain why I never found them.
Some people say they weren't even released overseas, but there's enough of them floating around on eBay and stuff that can't all be prototypes.
Right.
Dinosaurs was awesome.
It was cool.
Dino Riders
and dinosaurs. Big dinosaurs running around from space. They had laser guns.
Dinosaurs were huge back then.
Yeah.
You had Bone Age, Dino Riders, Dinosaucers.
They were,
you had Denver the Last Dinosaur.
I think they were pushing sort of an educational, whatever could be educational, they were pushing because there was StarCom.
Yeah.
Was
for space.
Was funded by NASA, or...
It
promoted
or
there
was like a NASA thing, like space camp thing on the back of the box or something. I can't remember.
To get people kids interested in.
Man,
they should be doing that now.
Kids will always love dinosaurs.
Why not
bring back the Dino Riders?
Bring back Dino Riders.
Okay, you want me to go again?
Yeah.
Star Wars Detours. That looks terrible.
What are they thinking?
I don't know who's thinking that looks good. And
somebody
if that's,
is.
If that's your,
that's
you know,
fine.
If you like it, that's fine. But to me, it does not look funny. That trailer looked terrible.
Here's what made it extra disappointing for me
is
that I heard, the new Star Wars animated series. And I'm thinking, they're finally going to do a good, serious animated series. And I didn't watch Clone Wars, but I didn't care for that animation style.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good show.
Nor did I care for that time period in the Star Wars
the
universe.
Thing. Yeah.
But I thought, okay, now we're getting back to the original trilogy cast.
Yeah.
They're going to make something cool. And it's not. It's a joke.
It's a joke. It's
we've had
not
enough
funny.
Jokes. We already had Blue Harvest. We already
had Robot Chicken,
something
Star
something
Wars.
Something Dark
yeah.
Side. We had all those Family Guy ones in the. We don't need another joke.
I don't
another,
want that.
Don't stop making fun of yourself.
Yeah, it's not that funny.
Regain your credibility.
Yeah, you're not being clever and cool by putting out these parody things. You know, you're thinking you're being clever and cool by doing this, and I'll put out people will like this. They'll think it's funny. They'll really enjoy the Star Wars Detours. No, I'm not.
It's not a detour anymore. That's
not
all
interested.
You've done is made jokes for the past 10 years.
It's enough.
Okay.
So I don't like that.
Okay.
You want to do one?
Yeah, I'll do one.
Okay.
A pants from the 90s.
One of mine is a clothing type thing.
Really?
So we'll keep going after yours.
I was watching an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger the other day, which I'm just enjoying right now.
You got the sixth? What is it? The sixth
season. That's where I'm starting.
Yeah.
So. But Walker's walking in, and he's wearing these jeans that are kind of, they're tight at the waist, and they just kind of bag out into an undefined mess of pant, and then they kind of taper around the boot, and they scrunch.
Yep.
What were we thinking in the 90s? People were doing that all over.
I don't know.
And the women? Oh, what can we do? You know what I think would look good on you?
Yeah.
Sister, I think it would look good if you wear something that completely hides all of your
Everything.
Features.
Every bit of it.
Anything that makes you look like a woman, I want to cover that up.
Keep it away.
Let's put something baggy on.
Yep.
Taper at the ankles. Let the rest of it, let the cloth fall where it may. We're going to put some shoulder pads on you.
Yeah.
Guys.
Some shoulder pads on you,
whatever
too.
You can fit. Whatever you can fit on your body, you go ahead and wear it. We're not tailoring jeans anymore. We're making a one-size-fits-all deal. And wherever it lands, that's going to be it for the next 10 years.
The early 90s was a big thing for the French cuff too.
Yeah,
I freely admit I did the French cuff.
Oh, I loved the French cuff.
Everybody did the French cuff.
I thought it was so cool.
What's going on with the French cuff?
It was hard because the early 90s, you were getting out of the 80s.
Yeah.
And the 80s was like crazy style.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? They
do?
Said, what are we going to do now? I don't know. Tie a knot in your shirt to the side.
Maybe fold your pant and then cuff it so it's real tight.
What if we made a tight roll at the bottom?
Almost like it's like elastic down there, like you're wearing pajamas
or something. Like you have an elastic pants.
Maybe.
And you did have elastic
we'll
at the top.
Yeah.
You had elastic at the top, and I had a pair of Jordache.
What's the bolo tie on that?
I had a pair of Jordache jeans.
Yeah.
Or were they? They might have been Guess jeans.
They were probably Jordache.
But they had elastic at the bottom, so I could not French roll those. They were. It was done for
you.
It was done for me.
There was no fuss, no muss with those.
No fuss, no muss. I love those.
Yeah. I agree with you.
They were like gray acid wash. Stone wash.
Stupid.
But what?
Nobody
what,
was.
What was going on? You watch TV shows from the 90s, yeah, or movies?
We watched some Fresh Prince the other day.
And you're thinking,
and the outfits were like, what are you doing?
They were picking, picking homely women to be in the leads.
Oh yeah, that's rough too.
Oh yeah, I love your hair. It looks like you just, you know, walked here from the desert.
Yeah.
And then you toss
the wind blowing.
You toss up one side in a scrunchie, and you think you're good.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
You're not a bit good.
I hope that style never comes back. The 90s.
I hope it doesn't either.
It was rough.
It was rough.
Until it started getting later.
Yeah.
But still the pants. Still they didn't fix the pants until like 2004.
Yeah. Big high waists.
Big
pockets.
Oh, you see jean commercials, girls' butts look like they were like 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what's happening?
Why'd
here?
You do that?
Yeah. What are you doing in those?
They're making guys and girls look the same. They put everybody in the same clothing. So they thought the future is now.
Now's the time.
We're going towards the unisex. Everything is... It was crazy.
Somebody posted on Facebook today, they had a picture comparison that had, like, like the like guys from back in, like, the... I guess, like, maybe... It looked like the Rat Pack, almost. I think Sammy Davis Jr. was in
there. Yeah.
And these guys, and they look like guys.
They're looking
and they had, like, their suits, and they're looking slick. And then showed, like, a bunch of guys nowadays, and they had, like, the kind of girlish type hair.
Looking all ratty,
and, like... You know, wearing girls' pants and things like that. And it was just like, what happened to men?
I spoke with my
I'm like, yeah, I agree.
I spoke with my grandmother about this last night.
Yeah.
I was, we went out to dinner and, we were just talking about guys because we saw a commercial for Gillette. And it's like, the men of style. And it's like, the one dude that was in Predators.
Adrian Brody.
And he's got. Yeah. Long hair. Everybody just looks frail.
Yeah.
They look like they're about...
What happened to him? Because he was jacked in Predators.
Well, he probably got jacked for the movie.
And then he lost
it. And then went back to his original lifestyle, which is, you know, shaving with his buddies and then walking down the street. I don't know.
That's what Adrian Brody does all the time.
I guess.
His buddies and walk down the
street. I have nothing against him.
Yeah. Andre 3000, was he
Andre?
In that?
Yeah, he was. But yeah, back then, it was like, even James Coburn, who was a thin dude back in the... Like, you felt like... Okay, he could help out with something.
Yeah.
He could fix something. He could throw a punch, you know? Whatever. Like it's just different. It was,
yeah.
Things were different back then. I don't want to go too far on that. Let's go to clothes.
All right,
go back to clothes.
Anyway, I may have mentioned this before, but I don't know if I have, but it struck me today again that I had Spuds McKenzie shoes.
What?
Spuds McKenzie. You remember Spuds McKenzie?
Yeah, but you had shoes?
I had shoes. I had Spuds McKenzie shoes.
No, they
didn't
make those.
They did make those. They were like Converse All-Stars, but they went up even higher. Like, they went up to, like, almost, like, to your knee.
Whoa.
And then you could fold them over, and they had, like, a button.
You would have to fold them
over. So you could fold
them
over.
They went up to your knee.
No, you could lace them all the way up if you wanted. But if you didn't want to do that, you could fold them over, and they had little buttons.
Yeah.
The ones I had were blue on the outside, and they had this, like, tropical print on the inside.
Yes.
So when you folded it over, it had the tropical print showing.
I had seen those,
You can go on eBay, and you can look up Spuds McKenzie shoes.
No, was Spuds McKenzie on the print? Was there a little picture of him in the print on the inside?
I remember he was, like a little logo on the outside, I think.
Okay.
Like, it was, like, almost like, you know how the star is on the Converse All-Stars?
Yeah.
There was, like, a Spuds, like the dog. And then I think it said it on the bottom of the
That's
kind of
cool.
I'm sure they're all over eBay.
You know what I had?
Well, hang on. One second. Don't forget what you're going to say.
I'm not.
But the fact that Spuds McKenzie, who was a beer mascot...
It was a beer mascot.
...had shoes that could fit me as a kid...
Yep.
...something might not be right there.
Something was a little off.
Cool party dog loves beer. Wear these shoes, kid. And my parents bought them for me.
He was scoring with human chips.
What a different time. What a different time, man.
It was great.
I had on beer shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Joe Camel was doing cartoons for the kids, too.
I had a t-shirt of that, probably. You know?
Probably.
Yeah. All right, what were you saying? You had what?
Well, that reminded me that I had Karate Kid 2 glasses.
Nice.
I might have told this on here.
I don't think you have. I don't remember
I had to
this.
Get glasses, and I didn't want them.
Yeah.
But here's what they did. They said, what about these Karate Kid 2 glasses?
Yeah.
I said, hold on a second.
That's
Karate
cool.
Kid?
Yeah. I'll be like Daniel-san.
Like Daniel-san?
Yeah.
The Karate Kid? Okay, I'll get
these. I'll be able to wax on and wax off?
I was proud to wear them. But guess what?
Yeah.
Daniel-san does not wear glasses.
He doesn't wear glasses.
Especially not the glasses that I had.
Yeah.
All that they had was, it said Karate Kid 2 on the inside of the stem. Who did that?
Nobody did that.
Who did? They thought, some kid's not going to want
I think
these.
Your mom made those.
I think maybe she did.
She tricked you. She knew you liked Karate Kid. Me. She printed up, stuck them on there herself.
Real quick.
Yeah.
While we were at the store.
Oh, look, they got Karate Kid glasses.
All right.
Yeah. She so told me. She tricked you.
Side note. Oh, did she say that?
Yeah. All right. Dang, what do you got? You got something else?
Yeah, I got one more thing. All
right.
And it involves this, so I'll do my... we didn't have any snacks, but I found these maple cookie snacks that our friend Mary had brought from Canada. Yeah. These are from Canada. We don't have them here. They're made from maple syrup.
Oh, can you smell it?
I can smell it.
Oh, they smell so good. I love maple flavoring. It's my favorite.
I do too, and they're delicious. So, but here's the thing. Did you hear about the maple syrup robbery?
No.
This happened in Canada recently.
Those are getting stale.
I forgot to look this up, but basically, they had like $30 million worth of maple syrup was stolen.
Wow.
So I broke in and got a bunch. What are you going to do with that?
I don't know.
Are you going to sell maple syrup now? I hope so.
Okay,
either that or you have a lot of pancakes and waffles at home.
Yep.
But I don't think you have $30 million worth of pancakes at home. They're trying to sell it.
They're trying to sell it.
Can you imagine that?
Black market syrup.
Hey, man. Hey.
You'd have to sell it for below market value, too.
You want some maple syrup?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause
are you going to open your own maple syrup company? Because I think that somebody's going to find you out at that point.
$5 a bottle. I can go to Kroger and get them $2 a bottle. Oh, I guess $1 a bottle. They're not going to make...
No.
Yeah, they're going to lose a lot of money.
Where are they going to get the bottles? Syrup. Somebody stole $5 million worth of plastic bottles.
Yep.
That didn't happen, but it would have to happen before something goes right for them. How did you get that out of there?
I don't know.
Did you bring a few trucks?
They had to have done something like that.
A crane or something? Yeah. I don't understand how it happened. Maybe they siphoned it? They siphoned it, and they had a tube that went underground over to their factory.
You know, when you have to like siphon gas or something, you gotta suck on the hose.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to suck syrup through a hose.
It'd be tough. Mrs. Butterworth did it.
She did it.
She stole it. She's looking to get it in maple instead of butter.
We're going to make a wanted ad for her. Or like a wanted poster.
Yeah.
Of
Mrs. Butterworth.
Mrs. Butterworth.
Her head looks like a cat.
You remember the
head looks like a syrup cap.
Remember Super Troopers?
Yeah.
How they drank the bottles of syrup?
Yeah.
Go, go, go. And they had...
I barely remember that.
We decided, me and Charles long ago decided we would all have a syrup mania. The big syrup challenge.
Oh, yeah.
We each got a bottle of syrup. We went to, I think it was Phil's house at the time. And we had it turned into this huge thing. There were tons of people there. And everybody was wanting to drink the syrup. Mm-hmm. And you had 60 seconds to down as much syrup as you could from a bottle.
It wasn't maple, though.
It was maple.
Was it?
It was maple syrup, yeah. Well, it was like Mrs. Butterworth and stuff like that.
Maybe that's why that syrup got stolen recently. They had to replenish.
I was the first one to get the whole bottle down in under 60 seconds because I was going.
Yeah.
And I was like, whew. I was like, I got to take a break. And he was like, well, you still got time if you want to keep going. This is Heather's dad that said this. And I was like, oh, I still got time? So I finished it off. And then, you know, after me, a bunch of other people did it. And but almost everybody got sick. Everybody was like throwing up. Yeah. I felt fine.
You know what?
I felt great.
That must be your superpower.
And my superpower is to drink as much syrup as possible.
I'm surprised that you are now not disgusted by maple syrup.
I love it. I still love syrup.
That's crazy.
I love maple. So I drank that whole thing down. I felt great.
That would have turned me off.
I had to drive Charles home as if he was like drunk almost.
Yeah.
He was like, I can't drive.
Off the
I
sugar.
Can't do it.
And the sickness.
Can't do it. We had to pull over and he threw up on the side of the road because of the syrup. I loved it.
That is gross.
All right. So there was that. I guess that's about it. The only other things I have to say, and they're real quick ones, are what happened to Halloween? Used to be huge. Not so huge anymore.
Nope. They put stuff in the stores.
Yeah.
Early on, they sell what they can, and then it's just gone.
But, I mean, you used to have, like, all these costumes. They used to like, the Ben Cooper, like, type costumes. Where it was, like, the real flimsy mask, and then, like, the plasticky outfit you put on. But they had them for everything.
Right.
Anything that had a show got this costume.
It's fun.
Now you can get some other costumes for the big-time things. But it's just, like, it doesn't have, like, a big excitement anymore. Not nearly as many kids go out. We used to go out for, like, round after round after round. We'd go out and we'd fill a bag and we'd go back out and we'd fill a bag again. All the houses would do it. There were kids everywhere.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
It was a thing.
It's lost its luster for people, I think.
I think kids are kind of forced to grow up a little too fast.
Yeah, I know. I don't dig that.
Yeah. Not in a good way.
Not in a good way at all.
Exposed to too many.
I take my kids out. I get them real excited about it. A lot of times I make the costumes.
Yeah.
Halloween's awesome. I wish Halloween was still.
Nate's making his little girl a Batgirl. She's going as Batgirl.
Well, that's awesome. It's the kids are going as Hulk and Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
Blaze is doing Cap. Keaton's Hulk.
That's great.
Yeah. So what happened to Halloween? And also, what happened to movie magazines?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yep.
I used to love buying the movie magazines for the different movies that come out, like Rocketeer, The Shadow, Batman, all the Dick Tracy, all those cool movie magazines. I used to love having those before I'd even seen the movie.
Yep.
Just reading them and flipping through them and see all that great stuff. I think there was an Avengers movie magazine, but I never saw it in stores.
Yeah.
And those were all over, like Kroger's and UDF and stuff like that. Yeah. I loved those things. I missed those.
I did too. You know, I had a fond memory of when the 89 Batman was coming out.
Yeah.
I was a young kid and we were at... I think we were at a TCBY or we were somewhere where my dad had taken me and my sister, and I had grabbed one from a Batman magazine from the shelf.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it and I was poring over his gadgets and the picture, and I was just like, man, this is awesome.
I think it's great.
And I didn't think that I was getting the magazine.
Yeah.
I was sure that I wasn't going to, as a matter of fact. And my dad said, I was getting ready to put it back. He said, what are you doing? I was like, well, I'm putting this back. And he's like, well, you can't put that back now. I said, what do you mean? He said, if you look at it here, you have to buy it. You know, which was completely false. That's not their policy. But he was like, you know, it was a cool way of...
No, it was a cool way.
He bought me that. Yeah, he bought me that magazine, so...
I can remember when I got
wish
mine,
I still
too.
Had that. I don't remember what happened to it, of course.
My dad had... He used to work at this hospital, and he had... they had this like, big walk-a-thon thing around that area. Like, where all the people that worked at the hospital were walking around. And you had to... There were, like, people set up at stations to, like, I guess, hand out water, just check mile markers or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember getting the magazine that day because we were going to have to sit there and stay at this marker thing. And so he got... I don't know what Christina got. Christina got something, my sister. And I got the Batman movie magazine. And it made that day go so fast because I was just pouring through that magazine.
Heck yeah.
I took that magazine everywhere. I loved that magazine. My sister and I were doing a yard sale at one point.
She sold it.
No, even worse. We got in an argument. She took it and threw it and tore it into pieces. It split apart. I was so upset. I was like, my magazine! And you couldn't get another one because it was over.
Yeah,
you know,
it
moved past it. Now, I have like 3 or 4 copies at the house because I love that movie magazine.
Right.
I gave one to Blaze the other day
to
start adding the anticipation for him seeing it next year.
Yeah.
Man, movie magazines. Those were awesome.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
And, it reminds me of, like, one-shot comics. Just a single story.
Yeah.
When you were sick, do you want anything from the stores? Can you give me a comic book?
Just give me a comic book. You can't do that now.
That would make me feel better. You can't do that now because you got to worry
about... It's all in the middle of a story.
It's all in the middle of a story. Yep. Somebody's sleeping with the other person. They're stabbing brains out and stuff. Yeah, it's just like...
It's too much. There's no... You can't just go buy a comic. You
can't just buy fun comic.
Can't do it.
I want to see Spider-Man swinging around. I want him to kick somebody.
For lesser companies, you could pick up stuff like that. But
yeah.
The guys you want as a kid, like Spider-Man, Batman, all this, you can't really pick up any. Just
and you have to go to a comic shop. No, you can't really go.
Speaking of that, I'm glad you mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a Shadow crossover coming up called Masks.
Say what?
Where Shadow, the Spider, Green Hornet, and Kato.
That sounds good.
That's going to be good.
It's from Dynamite, right?
From Dynamite, yeah.
Is Kevin Smith writing on this?
I hope not.
Because he's been writing Green Hornet.
Ooh. He wrote some of the Green Hornets.
Yeah,
I don't think he wrote.
Okay.
He only wrote one of the series.
Okay.
So that's all I got, man.
Sounds good.
That's all the stuff that's on my list.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
That's all they need.
That's all they need. And love. They need that too.
Hey, thanks,
but
guys.
But not really love.
Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for loving us.
Yeah.
Loving. Thank you. Did you?
I got it still.
Good.
Think I got it still.
What do you say we switch? Like, I'll do the brought to you buys for the next few episodes or something.
I don't want to do that.
Not this one. Okay.
Do you want to do that?
Well, I think of those sometimes, but
then write them down. I'll take them.
Okay.
Ugh.
Okay.
Way to end it on a sour note.
Oh, jeez. That song also applies to Leonard Part 6.
Yeah, which I remember when I tried to. I think I was the one first told you about Leonard Part 6.
Yeah,
And I have to explain to you that there weren't parts 1 through 5. They just started on part 6.
Yep.
Which is stupid.
They ended on part 6,
yeah,
too.
Hey, they're not going any further. Okay. Rides an ostrich.
Yeah.
All right.
This has been Mike and James with Action Features, episode 23. Let's go.
This episode has been brought to you by science. Don't play with it too much. You'll go blind. She's blinded by science. You know? She blinded me by science.
You don't have to play with it, though. That's
well,
not
it's, there's also something else they talk about playing with.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, too much, you go blind.
I don't know.
Science. I don't know science.